This gospel passage has two parts. The first one is one I thought would never under any circumstances apply to me. And for 2,000 years, it took to solve the problem there of the seating at the tables, so we invented place cards. So that helps to resolve it. Anyway, one day at a banquet honoring one of the large charities that serves those in need, after the social hour, I went over to pick up my card, and I found it with my name on it, but it did not list a table to be seated at. So I decided to be cautious, and I waited till almost everyone was seated, and finally I walked down the aisle on the left, and some people I knew at one of the parishes says, "Hey, come over and sit with us." So I did. I went over and sat there. I figured that was the safest thing to do. Well, I was there for about 30 seconds when a priest arrived, and he said, "The Archbishop's looking for you. Why aren't you at the table?" So I said, "Uh-oh, this just came to life." So I said, I excused myself. They all laughed because I said, "This is the passage from the Gospel of Luke." And I headed over to the Archbishop's table, and on the way, the priest said to me, "He wants you to give the blessing to begin." I said, "Okay, we'll do that." So then I arrived, and the Archbishop looked kind of puzzled why I wasn't in that empty seat that had been reserved for me. So when I pointed out that there was, he said, "Well, I think they just expected you to be here." So anyway, I gave the invocation, but I never forgot that you never know when the passage in a gospel may end up applying to you. But that was the easy one. The second one is somewhat more puzzling, because if you took Jesus literally, it's hard to imagine anybody from the day he said this till now literally doing what he said. When you hold a lunch or dinner, do not invite friends or brothers or relatives or wealthy neighbors in case they invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you. Now, I doubt that anybody has literally done that since this gospel passage was written, with one exception, and I'll get to it. First of all, the church as an institution has tried its best to live up to those words. In fact, that dinner I was talking to ultimately was a dinner not for the benefit of the donors who were there, but ultimately for the benefit of the cause in helping others in need, precisely those who are described here as those desperately in need of help. And you can imagine in the time of Jesus, there were no such agencies. You didn't go to the local care unit to be taken care of. You were left entirely on your own. If you fell out of the race, you were out of it. But Jesus is saying, therefore, as he personally did, he included all those. And in fact, this very Mass we're celebrating, Jesus invites all of us, anyone is invited to come who believes. And in a way, for Jesus, there was always a second meaning to what he said. And it had to do with the spiritual life and our relationship with God through him. And to that extent, all of us are poor and in some way don't fully live up to our potential. We may be lame or sometimes blind in our ability to care about others. So we are nonetheless invited by Jesus to attend the Eucharist, to attend the banquet that he holds, which is the one he was ultimately interested in, not those other banquets. But for him too, to go back to the first part of this reading, this is a wedding banquet, because at every banquet, Jesus says, proclaims his love for his bride, the church, when he says, "This is my body, this is my blood, which is given up for you." Yes, all of us in some way need to be grateful to the Lord, and also to be conscious, as the church as a whole is, and this parish in so many ways has been and continues to be, to reach out and help others in need. That's the ultimate banquet, and the ultimate place is of closeness to Jesus is any time we have the freedom to come up and receive the Eucharist, we're at a place of honor.